bitch. Cool.
Damn. I'm looking for some new music. What are we gonna listen to? What sounds do we have? All right, so we got some Underdog. Okay, we got some Meek. We got some Taylor. Now, what is this that we are finding here in the A section? Arcadian sound. All right. Oh. Wait. What is this? Who is this? Oh. Oh, man. Is this trap? Is this EDM? Bass and drum? Oh, no. This is good. This is Arcadian sound. Woo! Go ahead, boy. Hey, friends. It's your host with the most, broadcasting from coast to coast. All solo dolo, per usual. But that's okay, because I'm not really alone. I have you. And let me tell you, I love you and your family. In fact, I want to wish all families safety and health this season. After a year we all had, it's a great time to spend with your family and tell them you love them. Have a drink, some cookies, and watch a good movie. My go-to this season is It's a Wonderful Life or Home Alone. You can't beat those classics. What's your favorite winter movie? All's been well recently with me. My back is doing better. And I actually started working out again, trying to strengthen my muscles. It's a fool that doesn't learn every day. And I was a fool, letting my back blow out twice, but not anymore. As you may know, Soundbox is an official business. So if you need any digital media service, reviews, interviews, or want to be featured on First Effect, reach out to us. We're here to help you promote your sound and message. We made it to the end of the year, and oh, did it fly. I feel as if I blinked and 2022 was over. In the music world, something is always going on. Some artist gains a fan and loses a fan. But in the end, I'm happy to say musicians don't stop sharing their sounds. So stay tuned at the end of the month for Soundbox Review's First Effect Best 25 Songs of 2022. There's so much to choose from, ain't there? In the comments below, tell us your favorite track of the year. I want to say thank you all for plugging in with Soundbox Review's First Effect Music Podcast with your host, Believer T. Cassidez. As you know, our goal is to connect musicians with their audiences and audiences with musicians. If you're feeling flamers, please check out our latest review on Meek Mill's mixtape, Flamers 5. It's a decent mixtape that isn't as hot as it seems. I have a great show for you today. We'll be talking about a cool and conscious musician, Arcadian Sound, and his hit single, Grain Plunge, featured on his latest album, Enjoyment and the Things That Bring Us Life. We have a short promo video, the news, the review, and a new sponsor video. But before we skip over to Soundbox Review's First Effect, hit that subscribe, like, and alarm button. It keeps this content free and us growing. So without further mixing, let's skip over to Soundbox Review's First Effect Music Podcast with your host, Believer T. Cassidez.
This episode brought to you by Yin Yang Productions, where order and chaos creates art. By Yin Yang Productions. Balance delivered.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'd just like to welcome you aboard today's flight.
It's cool!
Arcadian sound. Arcadian sound. Oh, what a cool dude. What great music. Enjoyable. You want to dance. You want to maybe even write some music to it. Lyrical music to it. Just well-rounded and it's conscious. Today we're going to talk about Arcadian sound's song, Grain Plunge, featured on his album, Enjoyment and the Things That Bring Us Life. I think just from that album title, you can receive a image of what Arcadian wants to portray in his music. Positivity, enjoyment, the beautiful things that brings us life. And with Grain Plunge, there's nothing but positivity and a feeling of serenity. You listen to Grain Plunge and it helps you release some of the tensions of the day. Helps you clear your mind. And if you want to dance, the better. If you want to move, the better. The music makes you want to do that too. You know, it makes you want to dance. It makes you want to move. Almost wants you to put enjoyment, put joy in your life. Reminds you to take a second, you know. Take a second to listen to the things around you. To the raindrops. To the pattering of the raindrops. To just the life, the birds. To even smell. Use all your senses. Use them all, you know. And I applaud Arcadian for being able to inspire tranquility, being able to inspire peace in his music just by sounds. There's no lyrics. It's just music, just instrumental. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful to see an artist be able to convert their feelings to their music and that music being able to transcend into the audience. And I have to say, for me, I hear the music and I'm calm after. And not only am I calm, it makes me want to listen to more Arcadian. So I went ahead and listened to the whole Enjoyment, the Things That Bring Us Life album. And I was inspired. I was moved. The sounds are so peaceful, so endearing. They resonate. And a lot of it, too, feels like a game or movie soundtrack or something that can be in the background of one of those. And when you learn a little bit about Arcadian, by the way, check out our interview with him on our website, soundbox-reviews.blogspot.com. When you learn about Arcadian, you understand that he's inspired by gaming. And he is inspired by movies, but most importantly, he inspired by concerts. And you have the music that it makes you feel like game. The sounds are a little gamey in that sense. You know, I can imagine myself playing maybe a Game Boy game or maybe even a Wii game or even just a first-person game where you're just exploring a world and in the background you hear Grain Plunge, or you hear any of the sounds that play in Enjoyment and the Things That Bring Us Life. I think Grain Plunge, however, is a perfect introduction into Arcadian and into his latest album. He's meticulous, He wastes no time with his music. He wastes no time with sounds. Beat, everything seems to be chosen for a purpose. And not just for music's sake, but to encourage a vibe, to encourage a feeling. Not encourage, engender a vibe or feeling. That's a better word, engender a vibe or feeling. And as I continuously say, Grand Pludge engenders that tranquility, that peace of mind, that optimism, that go out there and enjoy life feeling. I would say that a lot of artists can not balance music technically while being so psychological. And in a way, I would say Arcadian is therapeutic. Arcadian the psychologist is here. Arcadian the mad scientist is here to give us something different with music. Give us the brighter side of music. Opening up our minds to new sounds and new feelings that oftentimes are hidden in the chaos of the day. I appreciate Arcadian for what he did here with Grand Pludge. I enjoy the music, and it reminds me of the heyday of Scream and Banga, the heyday of dubstep and drum and bass. And it reminds me of that, going to concerts and just being free at those concerts, dancing, listening to those heavy sounds, talking about heavy sounds. Grand Pludge is a heavy hitting song. It hits in the right places and it finds its pockets so well, transitioning to from these smooth sounds to these heavy hitting bass sounds, using nature sounds, natural sounds like the idea of rain or falling into range, plunging into something. And you're plunged into Grand Pludge, you're plunged into Arcadian with his sounds. He takes you on this journey, which I like to call Arcadian's turtle journey of optimism. Read our review on him on Soundbox to understand why I say that. But listening to Arcadian, you'll be released from the matrix and you'll dance, you'll feel your body, you'll feel your mind, you'll feel your life. And in a way, Arcadian Grand Pludge is one of the things that brings us life, that brings us enjoyment. It's clever, he's clever, and I cannot wait to see what he does next. My only thing here about Arcadian and Grand Pludge is I understand that his music may not be for everyone. And saying that, I hope he doesn't change who he is, but I wonder what he will do to embrace a wider audience. He has goals of headlining. He has goals of being in front of people, which I can see with his music. But his sounds may be for just a certain amount of ears. Just like when Scream and Banga started, their music wasn't for everyone. It took them a while to get the traction that they have. And look at dubstep and drum and bass now. I mean, we have drill in New York City. You know, we have music that have evolved from what they started. And I think Arcadian can be that. But we have to see what else he has in store for us. And I can't wait. I know those who listen can't wait. I just also can't wait to see how he will embrace the wider audience. And in a way, he has. He released 1K Trap, which was one of the mixes that we were introduced when we found out about Arcadian. And in a way, his influences of EDM, drum and bass, concerts, is put in with what's very popular now, trap music, and he kills it. He rocks it. It's a wonderful mix. So I hope you guys go and listen to that. The last thing I'll say here is that I know I've spoken a lot about the electronic aspects of Arcadian's music, but he's influenced not only by electronic music, by games, movies, but you can hear his influences from hip-hop, rock, trap, all the genres. So it's a wonderful thing. I'll say it again. It's a wonderful experience when an artist can take all their influences, all their feelings, turn out something positive that transcends, that goes into you, so you can dance or write to it, or, you know, just feel free. And I think that's what music should be, right? Something that frees you from, again, the horrors and the travails of the day. We enjoyed Grain Plunge. We enjoy Arcadian Sound. We'll have a little bit more on it in our second part of the review, so stay tuned.
All my clothes are first rate, and there's nothing better than finding a first rate pair of tattered jeans, a vintage peacoat missing a button, or a pre-owned jumper at a thrift store. With old items added daily, there are always first rate things to fall in love with, from Gucci to Nike, Chanel, Jordan, Uyoki, 32 Tops, and other unknown brands at first rate thrift store. Cover yourself with first rate brands, and don't fear walking in your wardrobe again with First Rate Thrift. First Rate Thrift Store is available on eBay, Poshmark, Discog, and more. Get started by browsing our latest arrivals and get your level up at firstratethriftblogspot.com.
Before we continue, I want to say thank you for listening and having fun with me. We'll be skipping back into the Grain Plunge review shortly, but before we do, please like, subscribe, and follow us. It keeps us alive. And in the comments below, let us know your thoughts on Grain Plunge and Arcadian Sound. Now, without further ado, let's jump right back into it. Thank you for staying tuned. I'll keep this section a bit shorter than usual. I just think you guys need to listen to Arcadian Sound to really understand everything I'm saying, which is part of music, you know, listen, embrace it, you know. But I do want to get a little worldly about Arcadian Sound and Grain Plunge. In the first part of the review, I did mention it a little bit that I think Arcadian is a psychiatrist. In a way that he examines our world, and then in his music allows us to see it, deconstruct it, and be part of it. This allows us to become peaceful in the mind. And in a way, I said it in the first part, it's therapeutic. Grain Plunge is a therapeutic song, and I think the whole album, to be honest, is therapeutic. And a lot of times artists create music so it is therapy for them. They talk about their day, they talk about their love life, they talk about this, then, and the third, to release themselves. So musicians' songs becomes our journal that we can peek into. But Arcadian does something different. He's not segregating himself from everyone. He's actually including us and himself into the music, into the movement, into the sound. And that communal feeling, I think, also adds to the therapy. You feel like you're not alone. You feel like no matter if I plunge deeper into my day, or I plunge deeper into the grain, or I plunge deeper into grain plunge, I feel okay because I have Arcadian with me, have Soundbox with me, Bolivar with me, but I also have the whole world experiencing what I'm experiencing. To put it short, a stressful day, stressful life. And I think it's important that music does this. You know, we have musicians with bounties on their heads. We have musicians fighting for the rights of their songs. We have musicians lying and cheating. We have people, not just musicians, doing this, all this too, you know? And I think we need music that's empowering. We need music that is uplifting, that encourages us to look at the world in a positive light. And I usually don't mention this in this part of the segment, but his music uses all the positive keys, uplifting sounds, and mixes them with, you know, these minor chords and major chords, and to just give us this feeling of life as it is. And it's not bad, it's not terrible, it's beautiful, it's something you can enjoy, it's something that brings you life, it's something that brings you joy. And I mean, just to have a musician be so conscious about it, to put that in their music, to, by the way, I'm sorry with about the sirens and the horns. I live in the Bronx. It's crazy. You know, talking about crazy life. And I think that's why I appreciate Arcadian so much, is that through all the hustle and bustle, the beeps of the horns, the sounds, the sirens, you have a musician who's willing to take it back, get down to the soul, get down to our world, and enlighten us, empower us. I think it's beautiful, and I truly, again, appreciate what Arcadian is doing with their music. I think they have a long road ahead of them, but it's a beautiful road that I hope to be part of continuously, hope to share in their musical journey with them. And I can't wait to see them in a concert one day, because the crowd is going to go wild. They're going to dance. They're going to sing along. They're going to throw their hands. And when they're done, just like how a concert should be, they're going to leave the venue feeling so good about themselves, so good about music, about life. And I mean, I can remember my times going to concerts and feeling that at the end. You're sweating, you're breathing heavy, and you just are enjoying life. And I think Grain Plunge, Arcadian Sound, his whole movement is just that. Enjoying life, taking life for what it is, not biting more than you can chew, and just being patient with it, you know? Again, not to be too worldly about it, but I think Arcadian Sound welcomes that worldly feeling. He's a mad scientist. He's a therapist. He's honestly just Arcadian Sound. And I hope you guys listen to more of his music. Like him, follow him, subscribe, you know, because again, we need more artists like him. You know, we interviewed Underdog recently. We need artists like Underdog. We need artists like Arcadian Sound, who are about their music, who are about uplifting people, and just about a good time. And I know I'm talking worldly stuff and therapy and psychology, but at the end, Arcadian, we're having a good time, and your music encourages that. So we appreciate you, brother, and keep on making the sounds you're making. It's beautiful.
Let's get this party started.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Paramount Plus. Woo! This is strokes of genius, beautiful games, and one shining moment. This is Defenders, Investigators, and...
Seven strangers picked to live in a house.
This is Young SpongeBob, Young Sheldon, and Younger. This is everything you've been looking for.
That's gonna leave a mark.
Live sports, breaking news, and a mountain of entertainment.
All right.
This is Paramount Plus, now streaming.
Music news with Bolivar Casadas, Soundbox Reviews. Thank you very much, everyone. Welcome to First Effect Music News with your host, Bolivar Casadas. Where to start? All right. Almost Famous actress Kate Hudson says she's not into being a pop star. Well, then launching a music career after being a Hollywood star, that's kind of asking to be a pop star. I mean, name one actor or actress who didn't jump into music and become popular. Isn't that the point? To use your fans to popularize your sound. I think what's worse, however, is seeing actors make music. It's seldom a good time. Kate, stick with acting, please. We don't need more bad sounds. Talking about bad sounds, Diddy is at it again. On the day he welcomed his daughter into the world, he announced his new album by dropping a single with Party Next Door, Sex in the Porsche. This track is anything but a party or sex. Party Next Door sounds like The Weeknd during the week, too busy to make good music. There's parts of his verse that are just straight mumbling. And Diddy, oh, Diddy, just stop rapping. I'm sorry. One of his terrible lines is, "No way out. This may be the last train." In the comments, can someone please tell me what that means? The only saving grace for Sex in a Porsche is its beat. So maybe just make an instrumental album. People have a bounty on 6ix9ine's head. I even saw a video of someone sitting outside his apartment waiting to shoot him. Seriously? Now, this isn't a joke. People chill. We don't need to kill people. There's too much trouble already happening in our world. If you don't like someone, or if they have done wrong to you, just ignore them. Erasing someone from this planet isn't cool or thuggy. Ticketmaster and our friend Swifty Tabat is in big trouble again. They screwed up Bad Bunny's tickets for his Mexican tour. Oh man, at this point, it's not just coincidence. It sounds like some Sam Bankman-Fried conspiracy laundering scam. I ain't saying it's true, but two major stars in a matter of 2 months, first Taylor Swift and now Bad Bunny, Ticketmaster is asking him to be C-A-N-C-E-L-E-D, canceled. Talking about Taylor Swift, she just celebrated her 33rd birthday this week. What a great year she's having, a new album, Grammys, and shaking off a songwriting lawsuit after 5 years. Wins all around for Taylor. I need whatever she's eating in the morning. The lawsuit, which was originally filed by songwriter Sean Hall and Nathan Butler in 2017, claimed that Swift stole lyrics from 3LW's 2001 song Play Is Gone Play to write her anthem Shake It Off. Good for you, Taylor. Fight the power for your music. R. Kelly's in the news again. Yup. And this time, he's crying since people stole his music, made an album called I Admit It, and received no money. Man, to be honest, any money you did receive is going to those you touched and peed on. You don't have no say when you're in jail. And if someone stole your music, well, I don't know what to say. But make new music. Something like, I'm trapped in a jail. Cher has a new boyfriend, 40 years younger than her. Go, girl. You still got it. Man, if I had the chance, I'll be Cher's boyfriend too. She can be my sugar mama. Did you know 65% of DJs don't play their favorite music at gigs? That makes sense. Most concerts are boring these days. We need more artists like Arcadian Sound and Dizzy Storms who aren't afraid to play their own music. Please. Talking about playing their own music, the wonderfully authentic and charismatic rapper Westside Boogie finally was on NPR. He had a black hero theme, little kids dressed up as superheroes, and a wonderful crew. Boy, was he sweating the whole time, though. And Why did he wait to the last minute to take off his cardigan? Should have taken it off from the onset. I bet the crowd would have went wild and he would have felt more liberated. But anyway, it's good to see him finally on NPR. Being on NPR is like a stamp of approval, and Boogie, we approve. There's so much to cover, but the last thing we'll say is that although it's not always great when actors turn musicians, these days musicians are taking center stage and rocking it. I can't wait to see her in Beauty and the Beast tomorrow on ABC. Her voice, style, and feminine power will be on display. And we know she'll rock the stage in her little yellow number. Well, that's it for First Effect Music News with your host, Believer Cassidus. Thank you for listening, and make sure to subscribe, like, and follow so we can give you better news segment than this one. Thank you. So we talked a lot about Arcadian being therapeutic, you know, the serenity he brings. We talked a little bit about the music and his influences, or what we think might be his influences, and talked a lot about the experience, the vibes that Arcadian gives you. And at the end, you're taking on Arcadian's journey, and it's a one that you won't regret being on. It's not one marred with horrors and dubieties, but it's one flourishing with positivity. In saying that, I mentioned it in the first part of review. I understand that this is the beginning of his journey, and I understand that many people may not have the penchant for this type of music. And like I mentioned, when most artists in the electric genre, like Scream and Banga, started off, they weren't popular. It took a while for them to find their sounds, for people to find their sounds, and for it to come together into a movement. But I guarantee you Arcadian sound will be a movement. I guarantee you that people will be enjoying his sounds for years to come. But in saying that, again, I understand he's new to the game. I understand he has a lot to grow on. So we're not going to give him a 5 blazing, but we're going to give him a 4. 4 boomboxes. He's a banger. Grain Plunge is a banger. And it's definitely something you guys should listen to. Listen to all his music. He has 8 albums. Go to SoundCloud and just listen. You know, you won't be disappointed. And also make sure to listen to that 1K trap mixtape that he did. It's a wonderful, at least for us, it was a wonderful introduction into his sense of humor, his wit, and his musicality. Make sure you also go on to soundbox-reviews.blogspot.com to check out our interview with him, to read our in-depth review on Grain Plunge. And before you sign off, please like, subscribe, and follow. It keeps us free, it keeps us going, keeps us alive. And to be honest, it keeps us connected with you guys. You know, we like to make sure that our content is geared towards what you guys like as well. So make sure you let us know what you like, what you don't like about Arcadian, about Grain Plunge, and even recommend us some stuff that we can listen to. We're open to it. Last, make sure to stay tuned for episode 7. It should be out in the next week. And then our top 25 tracks of the year released at the end of the year. So there's a lot more coming before the end of the year. And last thing I'll mention is that after this season is over, so episode 7 will be our last episode for the season, we're going to take a little hiatus for a month, do some administrative work, some house cleaning. As you know, we are a new business, so we're going to do some of that stuff. But February, we're going to start with season 2, and hopefully we have some more great artists and music to give you guys, and some more material that you guys can just like and interact with. Because our goal is to connect musicians with their audiences, and audiences with musicians. Again, thank you so much for staying tuned, listening, hanging out with me, having fun with me, and have a great rest of the week. Take care.